Down, sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Friday, the 12th of April, 17 minutes past four. Nearly said Thursday, didn't I? I was like, how the hell, where's this week gone? Jesus Christ. Hope you're okay, everyone. It's very sunny in London. It's been warm. It's basically, it was the first day I went out. I made myself go out. I was like, you've got to just get out and have a little walk around without a coat on. I mean, I thought, no, I don't need this coat. So we could be going into the spring, everyone. Hold on to your hats, because I think this is the, it's definitely got a kind of balmy feeling. Although the place I was in this morning, why do they, if people are so concerned about climate change, why do people have central heating on when it's, you clearly don't need it because it's warm outside and it's, you know, fine inside? I don't really get that. Really, it's bewildering to me how these great big companies, these great conglomerates, you get it in shops as well, you know? You walk into a shop, I don't know, someone like John Lewis, and it's absolutely roasting hot in whatever it is, or October time, all the way through till, well, right about now. And you think, yeah, but you could, you don't have to have the heater. It's fucking roasting. And also you lot are going, oh, we've got to save the planet, and you've just got the heating on when you don't need it on. I don't get that at all. I mean, the hypocrisy with these people is off the charts. It really is. Just no common sense whatsoever. Anyway, end of the week. Blimey. I have to say, I did have a very, very restless night last night. Didn't get a lot of sleep. And it's like, I just think my brain is just it's overactive. I think it's always been like that. But I mean, particularly now at the moment, it's just so much, isn't there, going on? So much happening. I mean, like on Twitter today, even though I said I wasn't going to go on Twitter, I found myself this morning because I couldn't sleep. I woke up quite early going, oh no, the Twitter finger's hovering. Oh no, I'm on Twitter. Oh God. Just dropping some truth bombs in about, let me just have a quick look before I go to your comments. The comment section. Comment Friday. The most recent one I've done is James O'Brien talking to Posey Parker, I think in 2017, on his radio show. I've retweeted that. Never forget this boot-licking toad. And I've put his handle in as well. What an absolute arsehole. This is 2017. So this is Kelly J. Keene, you know, when she's first really, you know, going public. Very brave woman, because bear in mind, there wasn't anyone really talking out about this stuff, you know? So she was very, very early on. And he's just shutting her down at every opportunity and going, you know, doing that thing I hate that the left do. So what you're trying to say is, so what you're saying is, but what I don't really understand is, like, why don't you want people to, you know, there's children. Yeah? And he starts off, if you listen to this, it starts off really, yeah, you know, I'm just really understanding and, you know, I want to listen to your point of view and just think about the children and if the child's in the wrong body, blah, blah, that real sort of patronising sociopath. And then halfway through the interview, where it's basically she's calling in. So she's not known at this point because it's 2017. He then turns on her and says, he goes, having been very like, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, he goes, what gives you the right to dictate. And I was like, oh, the mask has slipped. Fucking socialist masks slip off, given off the charts. It's all, oh, we're caring. Yeah. We're caring and sharing. We care about, you know, if like you, we really care about black people. And then cut to, yeah, give us all your money, black people, and we'll buy a huge house and you can't live in it. So fuck off. That was basically Black Lives Matter. Fantastic. Awesome. And people just don't learn, do they? They don't learn. It's been going on for years. What else has been happening on Twitter? Oh, Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, obviously Archbishop of Canterbury, as I call him, as I named him. He's put, prayer is not about what we do, but about what God does. We can pray with anyone about anything in so many different ways. And then he carries on. I look forward to joining all kinds of people. All kinds of people? What could you mean? You fucking wanker. Do you mean of any kind of gender? Maybe of the 72 gender varieties? See, it's all just dripping with this fucking leftist woke. I'm going to stop using the word woke because I don't, it's sort of not really helpful. It's almost like a dog whistle, isn't it? Where people go, oh yeah, talk about woke again. So I won't say it. I'll just go commie, socialist, communitarian, collectivist, evil, satanic wank. How about that? That's much better, isn't it? Right. So he carries on. I look forward to joining all kinds of people of any church or faith or no faith background. Sorry, of any church or faith or no faith. What the fuck is this? Licorice all sorts. It's like they've gone from the 72 genders to the 72 faiths. But it's Christianity. There is only one faith. I mean, there's different churches within Christianity, different, what do you call it? You know, Methodists, Presbyterian, Orthodox, etc., etc. But it is still all Christian. So what is he talking about? Or no faith background? As we pray around the Diocese of Derby this Saturday. What's happening? No doubt some fucking woke shite. All are welcome. Sorry, I just used the word woke again when I said I wouldn't. All are welcome. May God bless our time together so it opens doors to the faith and hope and love our world needs so much at this time. Find out more. And there's a video of, there's a guy playing the drums with a man bun. Oh my, it just looks like, oh, there's a woman, definitely a Just Stop Oil person with a, oh God. And he's doing a little sign of the cross on everyone's foreheads. It honestly, it's satanic. Not the sign of the cross. It just looks really namby-pamby. You know, stick to it. You're a Christian. You're head of the Christian church in the UK. Just stop shilly-shallying around. Stop kind of messing it all up. Fucking hell, what's fucking wrong with people? Words are words for a reason. Prayer is not about what we do. Yes, it is. So I've put, I didn't tell you the tweet I put. I've said, prayer is not about what we do. Do you know anything about Christ's teaching? At Justin Welby. Prayer is not about what we do. It's about what God does. Well, no. Because the whole point is prayer is an active thing. And obviously you're praying to God. I mean, it's a sacred moment. Or however long you're praying for. But what your actions and what you do and the way you regard your fellow human beings and contemplative time is very much what you do. Very much. Oh, good grief. It's a bit worrying, isn't it? I mean, it's like a parody. It's actually like it's a joke. I half expect these people, the trans activists, you know, the trans manias, to go, oh, only joking. We fooled you there, didn't we? Oh, blimey, yeah, no, don't worry. Yeah, yeah, we changed our mind, yeah. What a ridiculous thing to have been involved in. And, you know, it's all a joke. And the same with Welby, you know? Oh, yes, I'm sorry, what a terrible... I mean, it's quite extraordinary. It's deeply, deeply concerning that these people... And also, it can't just be about money, because a lot of these people, as I've said, many until I'm blue in the face, a lot of people are wealthy enough to disregard these ideologies. So the idea of, oh, but, you know, I needed the money or it's doing money, it doesn't really wash with me, a lot of that stuff. No. So you think to yourself, well, do you actually believe it then? Is this, oh God, I don't know what's more worrying. I also tweeted, if your house was on fire, you wouldn't add fire to it and claim it was identifying as water. Stupid fucks. Hashtag woman, hashtag fire, hashtag water, hashtag truth. Because that is essentially what we're doing with words. We're going, no, fire doesn't have to be fire. It can be water, can't it? Well, no, no. That's, I mean, I can't believe I'm having to explain it. The concepts, everything is being, this is what they do. This is what the Marxists do. And by the way, they go for children first. They get the children. That's what Mao did. Absolutely. They go for the younger generations and get them to snitch on the parents. Because once you've got the younger generation doing all this shit, oh, it's like, oh no, we've got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. The British Medical Journal, clinical guidelines used widely around the world to treat children and adolescents who raise issues about their gender were developed in breach of international standards on guideline development. A review set up by NHS England has concluded. So I tweeted, now do the COVID vaccines at BMJ. Jesus. It's just, honestly, as I look around, I think, it is, we are living in a parallel universe. I also, there was a Kirsten, before I read your comments, because there are a few. We never hear politicians being asked to describe what a man is. Why is that, do you think, Kirsten? Hashtag bollocks, hashtag pricks, hashtag agenda, hashtag lies. And that is because there's a, I'm not sure how recent it is. I think it's pretty recent of Keir Starmer being asked what a woman is, to define a woman. And he says, well, that's quite a sensitive or sensitive thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's it. It's always a sensitive issue. Trying to define what a woman is. That's the exact quote. It's always a sensitive issue trying to define what a woman is. No, it fucking isn't. And it's never, is it, define man. It's always woman. So it comes from one side. Absolutely disgraceful. Disgraceful. People should be ashamed if they haven't started speaking up by now. Again, about this, and I'm talking to about showbiz people, my so-called erstwhile colleagues in comedy, who just jumped on every fucking bandwagon going in 2020, BLM, trans, the COVID, you know, masked, all that shit.
Let's do NHS, they're so wonderful.
Did all that, and it's, I, like I said, I just can't, I look around and think, wow. I wouldn't want to be them, you know, when the tide goes out and they're left looking like fucking idiots, bootlicking cunts, a lot of them. There's a bewildering, I think I might have read this one before, actually. There's a bewildering Venn diagram of people who can see through the gender pronouns bollocks, but can't see through the climate scam. The huge financial success of these cults depends on lies. Tell the truth and it's over. Hashtag climate scam, hashtag gender woo. It's all just absolutely fucking unbelievable. You know what I mean? Leftist ideology will always destroy truth, goodness, and beauty. And that's the truth. That's the truth, man. You know? It's the truth. You just have to look at Lenin and his merry men, the Bolsheviks, pulling down churches when they'd murdered the Russian royal family, and they went around basically, yeah, destroying churches, well, shooting people in the head, you know, just taking them out of wherever they were and saying, come with us, and then bullet in the back of the head. Lovely. Really lovely. Really lovely, lovely, charming, charming people. Right, let me go to comments now, because I think we've spent a bit of lot of time on Twitter. Monday's Musings. New logo, The Abby Roberts Show from Kegworth, 12 Angry Men and The Network. That was April the 8th, Monday. There was meant to be the Red Heifer. Remember the end of the world day? It wasn't, was it? What a surprise. Nothing happened. Right, Jenny is first up. Hello, Jenny. Love the new logo. Look forward to being able to buy a T-shirt. Yay. Can we have Be Seeing You on the back? Can't wait to tune into your new show. Have missed you on the airwaves. Your film recommendations sound fabulous and we'll check them out this week. Great to have the pod back. I've put, thanks, Jenny. Yes, we'll definitely have Be Seeing You on the back. Even though I'm not with TNT, I look forward to doing my shows too. Let me know your thoughts on them. Great to be back. Jenny said, just listen to your fabulous interview with Scotty. A brilliant pod and can't wait to hear more. The world is a better place with people like yourselves in it. Oh, Jenny, that's very lovely. Thank you so much. And I don't know if you've watched either of those films or if people are going to watch them over the weekend or whenever or next week. Highly recommend 12 Angry Men and The Network. Linda, hi, Abby. Please, can you make your podcast at least 30 minutes, as that is how long my bike ride to work takes while listening to you. Thanks. Yes, I endeavour to. How long have I done now? I've got to fit it in before 5, because at 5 p.m. you can watch Ant's interview with me. Well, I say interview, chat with me, lovely Ant Critchley. It's going live at 5 p.m. today. So you can watch that live, or obviously you can watch it back. That's the glory of these things. And that'll be on YouTube or Rumble. And by the way, thank you so much for joining YouTube. I don't even know how these things work. Joining YouTube. I sound like a fucking, like a proper, like a proper old lady, don't I? Thank you so much for joining YouTube and also for joining Rumble. I'm very, very delighted to have you in my social circle. So thank you everyone for, and Rumble. So it's very exciting because I haven't really used, I've got a bit of stuff on YouTube, a little bit of stuff on Rumble, but never really focused on it. So it is good because it just means more people can hear what I have to say and they can agree with it or disagree with it. I mean, I would like to think that there's a lot of common sense coming out of my gob, but then I'm biased. Isla Sinclair Portland, great to have you back. You've been missed by us all. Thank you, Isla. Nick P, great to hear from you, Abby. Listening from Warsaw in Poland. Wow. I want to hear more about that, Nick. How are things in Warsaw? Are they as discombobulated as they are here and in other Western countries? Well, I suppose Poland, isn't it? It's Eastern Europe. But Poland. I've never been to Poland. I would love to go to Poland. The Jewels, welcome back. I've missed you. Love the new graphics. Favourite line, have a look at some cunts. Two great films. May have to revisit them now. Just watched your Scotty interview. A very enjoyable listen. Top man. Thanks, The Jewels. Marie-Liz Birel, good news on your new show. Yes, the T-shirts. Could also get mugs, fleeces and maybe pyjamas. Just a thought. Blimey, watched a lovely film on Amazon Prime called The Magic of Belle Isle. Morgan Freeman is the star. Really enjoyed it. We'll give The Network a go. Thank you for that recommendation. It'll be on my list. Christine Taylor, great logo. Watch the pod with Scotty. Besides that, look forward to more. Thank you, Christine. There will indeed be more. Lynn, 12 Angry Men is a timeless classic. We'll take a look at The Network and I'll go on a trip down memory lane and watch 12 Angry Men again. If memory serves me well, it is mainly all in the one room, which is clever cinematography as you feel the claustrophobia. Good to have you back. Off to see if you can be watched on catch up. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Lynn. Yes, you're right as well about 12 Angry Men being filmed in one room. Yes, and it's rain. It's humid, and then it rains halfway through. So you get that real sense of, ooh, claustrophobia and warm. Dan Shanks, good skills, mate. Looking forward to it. Cheers. Thank you, Dan, with a nice blowing the kiss. God bless you, Dan Shanks. Love it when I see your see your wee name pop up, my darling. Right, let us go to, it'll be Tuesday, won't it? It'll be Tuesday. No, it won't. Did I do Tuesday? I did. Yes, I did. Yes, Tuesday. La Dolce Rivita. Yeah. Lovely. La Dolce Rivita, They Live, Charity and Ripley Review. Bloody hell. What a variety. Okay, so first up is Ross Kieran. Ross, hello, my love. I binged Ripley over the weekend. I really enjoyed it, but you're right. The dialogue between the main characters was expressionless and totally void of emotion. It could have been so much better. If Ripley rocked up to me on Marge, me and Marge on that Italian beach, and my Norman Batesometer would have gone off straight away. I mean, for fuck's sake, he had proper Ted Bundy vibes. I kept watching to see if Marjorie had figured it all out and was playing him, but no, the gormless cow bought everything he said. I love the cinematography, though, and the Italian actors. It was so near a masterpiece. No need for Sting's daughter to be playing the part of Freddy either. I guess Bernays Flicks, has a secret handshake deal with the DEI mafia. Got to tick this equity and inclusivity box, I guess. Something we're going to have to get used to, I guess. Loved your They Live skit, by the way. All the best for the new show. Ross. Bless you, Ross. Kieran. Love your memes as well. Your fantastic memes. They will go down in history. My lovely, beautiful. If you ever want to share them here, by the way, you can. You know, you can put in your comment. I think you can put, post something in here. I don't actually know. I could be making it up. The Jewels. Freddie and Ripley is actually Sting's daughter, who is non-binary. Quite bizarre that you're just meant to accept it's a man, playing this part of a man when it's so clearly not. Totally ruined the character. Yes, I agree. And as Jewels very wisely said, any minute you're expecting her to reveal that she was a woman. Because everyone knows. Is this weird? It's being asked to lie. And buy into a lie. And of course, we all just watch it and go, Philip Seymour Hoffman was fucking 10 times better. Clearly is the aggressive kind of, you know, heavy drinking Freddie. Let me just carry on. Isla Sinclair Portland. Yeah, just getting to a few more if I haven't mentioned you. Transcript stamps. One, needed to say more about this. Your genius lies in your walks. Observations as you mosey round town. We hate what London's become. We thank you for doing the leggings work for us. Thank you. You've put 409. Oh, so timestamps. Okay, so I'll have to go back and listen to it then. I don't know what you're referring to. So 935. Never mix up a state's governance with its people. The real Chinese over there are repressed more than anybody here could imagine. Pray for them and their Christians, their Fulan Gong devotees. They may well be our future, so learn from them. Number three, it's at 12:43. Actually, no, your trailer is brilliant, but nowhere near as clear as I'd like. There's an obvious thread, but a decidedly clever one underneath. Do tell, my friends are divided. Wow. Okay. Again, I'd have to listen back to my own pod. 1747. Yes, the class crap annoys. Murray is not Sam Harris. Harris rode the atheist bucking bronco with Arch Dunce Dawkins for this six pieces of silver way back. He has had his reward, especially when he said that he didn't care if Hunter Biden had baby body parts under his floor. As long as Trump had the election stolen from him, that was fine. Number five, no, they did not. It was Christianity that surrendered its place in the culture, gave it away to the state and to the likes of Dawkins and Shapps, Blair and Cameron. You don't get a moral government if the people are as venal as the clowns they elected and rewarded. Nobody's fault but ours, dear. Sorry to go on, waiting for the bin men, cat on lap, and hubby's doing me a cuppa. Beside, it's Meaningful Wednesday, innit? Is it Wednesday or is it Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday. All my love, you're a genius with a big heart. There's no such thing as mental illness, just people without a godly purpose. Discuss. Well, bloody hell, Isla. That's one post and a half. Yes, so people, if they want to discuss that, I'll have to re-listen to some of the stuff because obviously I don't know exactly what you're referring to because I'm not hearing the pod as I'm going along. Grace, thank you very much, though, Isla, for that very detailed post. I enjoyed reading it. Grace, wish you'd do a Substack, Isla. Your contributions here are always so perceptive and honest. Well, go for it. Absolutely. I know a few people that want to do Substacks. Go for it. It's literally the marketplace of ideas. It's the market square. So get on it. Isla says, Grace by name, Grace by nature. Thank you. Beth Kluwer, so glad you're back and rocking the jegging. Dehumanize is exactly right. Even those pics of those in the eclipse glasses looked ridiculous. Looking forward to the new podcast. Chuffed on at 8 a.m. for my dog, 8 a.m. for my dog walk around 20-minute drive to work. Couldn't get into Ripley. Gave up after episode one. Fancy having all that beautiful scenery and then filming in black and white. Why do I think that it is on purpose? Make us forget we ever had blue skies. Well, that's a good point, actually. I mean, I think more. I could obviously be wrong about this. It was more a nod to Fellini, I think, to the black and white Italian films of the 50s. But my main thing was the dragging acting of the Americans. It was like, oh, and Andrew, I was like, oh, and, you know, like I said, it was too obvious that he was a baddie. You know, it was literally like, hi, I'm a baddie. Yeah, I'm not going to smile. And my eyes are going to look like a, you know, like I'm about to murder you, which I am, by the way. Catherine Franklin. You're spot on about charity. Those girls are typical of the self-righteous, clueless people running or working for charities. It's only about their street cred whilst making a quick buck for themselves. Well done for just treating the homeless men as worthy humans. Thank you, Catherine. That was in reference to earwigging two homeless guys chatting to two girls who, oh, God. It reminded me of all the Just Stop Oil. Yeah, we've got to save the planet. Yeah, yeah. You know, as Martin Durkin, who made Climate the movie, said, where are all the truckers, the bin men, the workers, the delivery guys? Where are they on all these protests? Well, they're nowhere because guess what? They're busy fucking working. And because most of them know it's a scam. You know, going to any pub and they'll go, yeah, it's all bollocks. I mean, these bloody middle class, especially a lot of women of a certain age on these Just Stop Oil, these things, you know, like, yeah, here we are. We're just like really angry. The world's going to go to just fuck off. Tell that to the Africans who like need oil, need fossil fuels to sustain them and for their development. You know, it's quite. Honest to God, we deserve, like I said, I've said many times, we kind of deserve our demise, really. The stupidity is unreal, is opposite of enlightenment. Johnny Woodrow, is Dakota fanning a weekend hobby? What is a Dakota and does it benefit from being fanned? Oh, I say, Johnny Woodrow, you are a naughty boy. Dakota fanning. Would you like a Dakota? Didn't I say, like, I think I said a Dakota of paint. Dakota fanning. Oh, I like to give my Dakota a good fanning of the week. I can't laugh. I'm too knackered. Right. Fuck. Right. Heather, also enjoying Ripley for the same reasons. Haven't come across Freddy yet. Trust them to ruin it. Apparently, the Amalfi Coast is now swamped with TikTokers. FS, nowhere is sacred. FS, I think it's fuck's sake, isn't it? Yeah. Love all your new graphics and channel. So brilliant, Abby. I'm down with shingles, which is like a horror show. Can't tolerate the antivirals, even if I wasn't very sceptical, of course, but considered it from desperation. Lovely you are back. Bless you, Heather. Sorry to hear about the shingles. Oh, it's stress, isn't it? Largely to do with stress, isn't it? And the immune system, I think. Shingles, yeah. What's it called again? Zoroastra, not Zoroastra. No, what's it called? Zoster something, Simplex. I think that's it. I can't remember its exact name. But anyway, I hope that you... I hope that you get over that very, very soon. Dear Heather, I swear to God, some of my stress issues with not sleeping and, you know, all that kind of stuff, UTI, God, you name it, is all linked to stress, largely triggered, certainly, by stress. Now, let me go to the last one, because I've only got not that long to read it. So, Reflections in the Lake, Death, Self-Knowledge, and the Climate Scam. Crikey. Oh, yeah, this was yesterday. Quite a dark, Dan Shanks, hello, my love. Not today, Satan! Exclamation mark with a smiley, with a laughy face. And then I put under it a little devil face with a laugh. Lisa had a very reflective discussion today, Abby, with my psychologist about loss, as it will be 4 years on Saturday since my dad died. So I know exactly how you feel. We found he wasn't the person we thought he was, as he had been having an affair with someone for the 6 years prior to COVID. And before that, someone else for 8 years. I've been all over the place this week, just breaking down in tears for no reason. So my session today was very needed. I still miss him, even if he was a cheating bastard. Oh, Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's really... It's... God. Life, doesn't it? It comes at you fast, these things, where you just think, crikey. Bless you, Lisa. As if you haven't got enough to fucking well being contended with, and now, you're dealing with that. Even 4 years on, it's still, you know, it's still painful to think that somebody wasn't who you thought they were, or, you know, they were. God, bless you, Lisa. Yeah, it is. It is difficult. It throws up all sorts of different things when someone. Dies. IFW69, the psychosis of COVID BS is never far beneath the surface. Only this week I was speaking with a COVID jab-free dentist whose parents refused to allow her into their house for nearly 2 years. That's why we can never forget the mentalist behaviours we experienced. 2 fucking years. Ah, just obscene. Just obscene. Jan Newell. Hi, my love. Jan, lovely to see you back, my sweet. Abby, listening to you talk about your stepfather brought back similar memories of my own father. My father was a mean, selfish, uncaring bastard who used to regularly use his fists on my mother. I tried on a couple of occasions as an adult to have a relationship with my father, but every time he reverted to type. Ending that toxic relationship with him was one of my better decisions. He lived into his late 80s, and when I got a phone call to say that he had died of a heart attack, I did not shed a tear. Bless you, Jan. It's really, really hard to, you know, when people say, yes, but, you know, we must be forgiving and we must blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's easier said than done, you know, when you've lived with it for a long time and you... And it's your parents as well. That's really hard. Really bloody hard. Because that they're the people you trust. Suzanne, so sorry you're not going on Saturday. I was so excited to finally meet you. I've arranged to meet Jules and Shouty Mum. We're going to be Sloaney Ponies in Sloane Square at a restaurant there before. You'll be very missed, but if you change your mind, you know where we are. Love, Suzanne. Oh, bless you, Suzanne. Love you so much. And thank you for that. Comment. Yes, I too very much wanted to meet you. I mean, if something changes, obviously I'll let you know, but the way I'm feeling at the moment, it's not very likely. But do not fear, because there will be other times, you know, I could even pop up north and visit you. I could do like a little what do you call it? Yeah, just stop-offs. Isla Sinclair Portland. Remember the notion in The Green Mile that the executed bloke was now square with the house after being pronounced dead? Just send them on their way with a prayer. Any tenuous reason to thank them, if only to teach you how not to be a human. then let God do his soul sifting. Sorry, re your loss. Stay strong, abs. Thank you, Isla. Yeah, as I said before, easier said than done. You know, this is. I think this is part of life, is actually struggling with this kind of stuff. You know, and don't ever blame yourself or ever feel guilty, or that you haven't, you know, done something correctly. If you, for your own preservation, remember, you put your own oxygen mask on first before you help anyone else. But anyway, thank you for that comment. Marry, let's be real. Climate scam is a con and will ramp up even quicker once the other crowd are in. COVID666. Blimey. Very powerful stuff, Abby. God bless. Karen Mansiner. Thank you, COVID66. Karen Mansiner. Love you, Abby. Bless you. And Excess Deaths AU. This is the last comment. Hi, Abby Daily fam. Article with our Aunt Critchley. Hot off the press. Aunt Critchley, the UK publican who would not comply, soulful warrior of the crown. Was such a pleasure working with him. Total legend. Be seeing you. Thank you. Wonderful. So please, everyone, go to vicparkpetition.substack. Aunt Critchley, the UK publican. You can click on it. It's at the bottom of this these comments. Or just go to Vic Park Petition, V-I-C-P-A-R-K, petition. And you can see the interview. Right, that is it. That is the end. I better get off because I need to put this out before 5, because then you won't be able to start watching Ant. Okay, having said Ant will be up next. Okay, my lovelies, lots of love and have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday. Okay, God bless you all and enjoy the sunshine always. Okay, here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.